the opportunity and the risk to self-discover every area of my being, every area of who I am, the way that I think, the way that I feel, the way that I want to be, and the woman I want to become, then it's worth it to me. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raw Self Podcast. I'm your host, Paola Camacho. If you are new here, welcome, welcome as always. I hope you come as you are and enjoy the episode. I'm so excited to share with you guys today's episode. It's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. As always, that is what season two is all about. Short, sweet tips and tricks on how to implement them in your everyday life. But for today's episode, it's going to be about this insane, amazing, incredible book that I've just been immersed in for the past few weeks. I heard about it. I had to have it. I wanted to see what it was all about. The book is called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I'm not kidding. I've never read a book. I started reading. If you're not a reader, I feel you, because I barely started reading about 2.5 years ago, almost three. And I feel like the reason I didn't like reading is because I never read things that were actually interesting to me or that I cared to learn about until I found this whole like self-development, neuroscience, human behavior, like the way that we are, the way that we think, how we can improve. I know for some people that are super into fiction, find this to be very boring. Specifically, a great example of that is my sister loves fiction, novels, romance. It kind of helps her. The way she explains it is like it helps her escape. To me, I don't know why. I love learning about our brains. I love learning about human psychology and just the way, like, how can we understand ourselves in such a simple way to have self-awareness a lot easier, to bring this just newfound perspective into our lives. I feel like it's so important to learn about ourselves because life happens and life is not always easy. And it's awesome to know that there's tools out there that can allow us to just have this new profound way of looking at life and just enjoy it as much as we can, even through the, you know, tough phases of it all. But anyways, I wanted to share this book and what I've been learning about this book. I'm not going to dive into the details. I'm going to keep it super short and sweet, but I'm going to highlight two things that I recently read in this book that just have really made an impact in the way that I'm thinking every day, in the way that I'm feeling, in the way that I am perceiving things. It's really, really helped me shift that perspective. I really hope it does the same for you once I kind of dig into it a little bit. And I'm curious to know your thoughts on it because it's been awesome to learn about it. I'm sure at one point you've been in the situation where you go to a yoga class or you go to some wellness experience, and they always talk about like mind, body, and soul. And I don't know if you've ever actually paused to think about that. At least I have, because my first introduction to like yoga and wellness and stuff, I couldn't really get in tuned with what that actually meant. You know, I was like, okay, well, what, you know, mind, body, soul. But how am I supposed to feel when I say that? And what does it actually mean? And I think this book really highlights what that actually entails. And like, what is this mind, body, soul that we are talking about? And how do we tap into it? Think back at a time where you set out to do something and you actually did it. Like full on, whether it was the smallest of a goal or the biggest of a goal, whether it was professionally or personally or romantically, whatever that thing was that you set out to do and you actually did it and you were so proud of yourself, that was you working in sync with your mind, body, and soul. Okay, so I already mentioned this, but this book is called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm sure many of you guys have heard of him. His work is incredible. He is a chiropractor turned neuroscience turned whole philosophy on how the brain works. I came across this book and I said, you know what? I'm just going to dive into it, see what, you know, perspectives it can shift for me. And one of the concepts that he talks about in this book is about having three brains and how these three brains that we have, how they are supposed to connect and work together to essentially give us a brighter perspective, to work in sync with our own self, our own identity, and how to use it to our advantage. And I'm going to break them down. I'm not going to go into detail with it because I don't want to give too much context of his book, just respectfully. But it is definitely a read that I recommend to anyone that is just really looking for that really deep, deep, profound way of how to actually shift the way that we think and the way that we feel and how we act. I feel like a lot of the times we can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll on all these self-development books. We can read all the things, we can watch all the things, but nobody really explains like how to do that. And I think he explains it beautifully. So let's talk about these three brains. These three brains that he talks about are all located in our brain. I know that sounds really obvious, but there's different parts of the brain that is connected to different things within ourselves. And so the first brain that he talks about is called the neurocortex, but I'm not going to get into the scientific things of it. We'll call it the first brain. And the first brain is our mind. And our mind is connected to the thoughts that we have every single day. So just keep that in mind. First brain, mind is connected to our thoughts. And then we have the second brain. And the second brain is called our limbic brain. And our limbic brain is connected to our body, and our body is connected to our feelings, the emotions that we go through. That is our limbic brain. It is our emotional quote-unquote brain. And then the third brain is called our cerebellum, and our cerebellum brain is our soul, and our soul is connected to our being, like literally the way that we are subconsciously. And he starts connecting these three brains that they should all be working together. They should all be in sync together. But it's a really hard thing to achieve because we are sometimes in the past and we're sometimes in the future, but we're rarely in the present. And he talks about the fact that it is so natural for many of us to still think about past experiences that we've had, and we can still feel them as if they just happened yesterday. To give you an example, it's as if you can still think back to a time that somebody hurt you, and you could think about that experience, get you, first brain, you can still think about that experience, you can still feel, second brain, that experience, and you can still act as if you are still that person you were in that experience. You can still feel it so real that you're almost embodying as if it just happened to you. And that is because we haven't either healed from that or are still working through breaking out of our old ways of thinking. And we are just not in the healing process yet. So I'll give you an example from myself. I can still go back to a time when somebody hurt me, and I can play that scenario in my head on how it happened, and I can feel the emotions on how that made me feel, like that certain experience. And I can still see myself being that person on how I reacted during that experience. And I know the reason that I still feel this way and I can still replay it in my head is because I'm still working through healing that experience that I went through. And so I still feel it as if it just happened. And I know that once I heal that experience within myself, once I heal those thoughts, once I make peace with that experience, then I know that even if I do think about it later on in life, it's going to feel more of a lesson instead of something that still triggers me, if that makes any sense. And I feel that that is when you know you've healed, when you think about an experience that you had, that you learned your biggest lesson, but it doesn't make you feel anything anymore. You've healed from it, that the emotions aren't taking over. And that's a beautiful thing to experience. It is mind-boggling how much this makes sense and how much we live in the past, or the other spectrum. We think too much into the future, but we never really take time to just be in the present. So then if we don't think the thoughts we want, we won't feel the emotions we want, and we won't act as that person we want to be. And it was so profound to me on how he explained it. So I'm gonna give you what I got from it and how I want to use it in my everyday life. And so it can motivate you to think about it in this way and obviously go buy this book because I enjoyed it so, so much. I have almost every page bookmarked and highlighted. But the way that I'm going to use what I learned from this book, especially when it comes to these three brains, is that I, in order, because he talks about, you know, really manifesting what we want. And a lot of us talk about manifestation, but like, how do we actually accomplish it, right? When we're not there yet, it's really hard to feel, not only think positive thoughts and think the life that you want, but it's really hard to feel it in your gut, in your soul, when you are not there yet. That's the hardest part, is acting like the person you want to become. But that is the secret sauce that he, and there's really no secret sauce. We have to put in the work. We have to do the things that we really, really want. But he explains the importance of not only filling ourselves with these new thoughts and new ways of thinking, but feeling them. And I think for myself, one of the best examples I can give you that can probably, you know, hopefully make you think about your own is, for me, I really want to feel, number one, at peace, number two, confident in what I want to do with my life, and three, be grateful for it, right? A lot of the times I find that I feel guilty sometimes because I'm like, how do I not feel grateful right now for everything that I have? I'm so blessed, right? I have a roof over my head. We have food on the table. I have a loving partner. There's things that we take for granted because we're on to the next, or what is going to happen next, or where am I going to get that promotion next, or where am I going to work next, or what am I going to do with my life next, without ever really being present. And I know this is kind of like, oh God, like here we go again. I don't know how to be present. My mind's always going and going, but that's where it's the hardest part of us to change. But once we do, it is so worth it. I want to be able to think peaceful thoughts, feel peaceful thoughts, and be at peace. I want to think confident thoughts. I want to feel confident in who I am and in my body. I want to be confident and act accordingly, even if I maybe don't feel that yet. And then third, I want to think grateful thoughts and feel grateful and act as if this world is full of abundance and there's room for all of us. And I think what I really got from this book was, we don't train our brain and our mind and our body and our soul, literally our three brains, if we don't train each individual brain to think and feel and be different, we're never gonna be different. And don't get me wrong, this isn't like you're gonna heal your mind, body, and soul and just never have a bad day, but it's about having the tools to how to go about those bad days. And I think that's the point he's trying to make, is how at peace are we within our mind, body, and soul and being that we can handle what comes at us. And he talks about how important it is and how possible it is to change, to actually change and let go of the old ways of thinking, our limiting beliefs, the way we grew up, what our family taught us that just doesn't resonate with us anymore. And it's so weird for me to talk about this because I feel that I am naturally an optimistic, pretty happy person. But I went through this phase in my life where I almost questioned everything. I questioned who I was, what my purpose was, what was I doing, you know, with my professional career. And it's natural. It's normal to feel lost. It's normal to lose ourselves. It's normal to question what we're doing. But really trying to find a way to come back to ourselves, really find a way to see ourselves again and to feel ourselves again and be the person we want to be, I think it opened up my mind. And I hope that even me just talking about this opened up your mind to say, you know what, everything that I've learned in the past, or how I was raised, or what happened to me, it's okay that it happened. And by me saying it's okay, I'm not validating that experience. I'm just saying, where do we go from here? That's what I want to figure out, is where do I go from here? Where do you go from here? Because there is a way. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. As much as we hear that and we're like, oh God, here we go again, it's possible. And I found so much excitement and passion in thinking, you know what, I can change the way that I think. I don't have to agree with the way that I was raised in every aspect. I'm very lucky with the parents I had, but there's things that I didn't agree with. And that's okay. I can break those habits. I can break out of my limiting beliefs that I am talented or I am smart, and I do deserve, you know, X, Y, and Z as long as I work for it and I am that person. And that's exactly why I wanted to share this with you guys, is because I want you to know that you are also capable of doing the same thing, and you're also capable of accomplishing everything that you want in your life. It's just about taking the time to peel back certain layers, as scary as that may seem and may feel. It's okay that it does feel that way. It's okay that it's not supposed to be easy, right? It's supposed to be scary, but it's supposed to be worth it as well. And I think that if you give yourself that chance, if I give myself that chance to take the opportunity and the risk to self-discover every area of my being, every area of who I am, the way that I think, the way that I feel, the way that I want to be, and the woman I want to become, then it's worth it to me. You know, and that's why I fell in love with this book, and I'm not even done reading it. This is just like the middle of the book. And I'm going to come back next episode and continue this conversation because I said it was going to be short and sweet and I went on a tangent. But that's because I got so excited to share this with you, because I think that Dr. Joe Dispenza's knowledge needs to be shared with the entire world. Like, I don't say that lightly. There's amazing books I've read, but this one by far has given me the potential to understand every area of my being. And I know he's collaborated with so many other scientists, neuroscientists, and this book is like gold. And again, I don't say that lightly and I'm not exaggerating, but wow, has this changed my perspective. I'll put this book in the show notes if you would like to buy it. And I don't have a code for it. He doesn't even know who I am. Like, I am no relation to this book. I bought this voluntarily and I wanted to read it. And it just has truly changed my perspective. And so I wanted to share a little piece of it and how I perceived it. This is just, again, my perspective from this book. But I hope that it triggered something in you in the best way. And I hope that you kind of, at least for me, it was a lot of clarity of like, oh, that makes so much sense. How our body, how our mind and our body and our soul is connected to each other. And how we do have these three brains and we can rewire all of them. And there's a new way. There's a new way of thinking. And that's why it's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, because we can decide to be somebody new, somebody refreshed and healed and all the things. Thank you so much for sticking around. I hope that this nugget of knowledge that I got, that I shared with you from this book, made you think of the way that you've been feeling or the way that you want to feel, and just triggered something great for you to do a little more discovering, because I sure as hell want to do more discovering myself. So stick around. Next episode, I will go a little bit deeper. It will be like a two-part series, just because I am so excited to share all the things that I'm finding out about this book. So, and then hopefully it motivates you to go out and buy the book and share it with your friends as well, and just get excited for it, because it's that good. If you enjoyed this episode, if you resonated with it, don't forget to subscribe, share your review, rate the podcast, rate the show. I always love to know your thoughts and your feedback. There's nothing more than I love to build a community around it. So please don't forget to subscribe and stick around to what we talk about next. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.